The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Very kind of you to join us today. What makes a good FBI agent? What is the FBI looking for in an agent? I know someone who knows the answer to that. Special Agent Michelle Stevenson joins me on Live and Local. Special Agent Stevenson, thank you so kindly for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Can you talk about what the FBI looks for in candidates? What is the FBI seeking as far as a personality or a general demeanor?
I would say that we are looking for individuals from all backgrounds. We take very much into account folks' backgrounds and perspectives and their life experiences. So we're looking for a very broad variety of individuals to join the FBI.
Are there any specialized skills that may give somebody a leg up if they were thinking about possibly joining the FBI?
I would say yes. We are always looking for folks that have a cyber background, any sort of computer information systems, network systems, or information assurance. Almost every one of our investigations that spans all of the broad jurisdictional territory that we cover has something to do with a computer. So we're always looking for folks that have some sort of cyber skill set. That being said, we are also looking for individuals that have any other sort of skill set. So we like accountants, we like lawyers, we like engineers and STEM majors for their problem-solving skills. We like our liberal arts majors for their broad base of knowledge and education that they have. So it isn't necessarily one skill set. It is definitely a huge broad variety.
As a matter of fact, you might find yourself a little shorthanded right now with that pipeline that was just hacked and shut down. I can well imagine the FBI is quite busy at this moment.
I would imagine that we are.
A couple of decades ago, my wife was coming out of college, and she's an accounting major, and she with three of her male friends went to the career day and stopped by the FBI, and it's a story she tells me often that she was kind of interested in doing something like that, and at that time, the person representing the FBI was very interested in the three male accountants, but really didn't spend a lot of time talking to my blonde wife. And we laugh about it now because she's had a wonderful career and she enjoys it. And, you know, we kind of laugh about, oh, the FBI missed their mark here. What changes do you think have happened from a recruiting perspective over the last 20 years?
Well, I would say, you know, going back 49 years, almost 50 years ago now, the first two female special agents entered on duty at Quantico, Virginia, a former Marine and a former nun. And I think that the FBI learned the value of female special agents and what they can contribute to the mission that maybe a male can't in some ways. And, you know, I've been in 22 years, so I was recruited 22 years ago. And I think that that is sort of ever evolving and really something that the FBI has focused their efforts on, finding good quality female special agent applicants to recruit and to hire.
What are some of the benefits of working for the FBI?
That, I would say, is probably one of the most important or interesting things about being an FBI employee in general, a special agent in particular. We have unbelievably great benefits that allow an individual to have what we like to call here in our office work-life harmony. You know, we find that our employees, our female special agents in particular, are very satisfied with the health benefits and the retirement benefits and the pension and the leave benefits that we get. So there are a lot of great benefits that allow a female special agent who might have a family to have both a really solid career contributing to protecting their communities as well as raising a family at home.
Can you talk about a brief overview of what FLETC is and then the satisfaction one can achieve or the accomplishment that one achieves by going through it and passing?
So the FBI special agents all train at our training facility at Quantico, Virginia. It is a 19-week training academy that we put our agent applicants through a variety of real-life scenarios. We send them to the classroom to learn about all the violations that we investigate, all the legal parameters that we have to conduct our business. We send them to the firearms range to learn how to shoot their guns proficiently. And then we put all that together in real-life scenarios in our Hogan's Alley facility where we do practical applications to ensure that agents are trained and ready to hit the streets.
And by the way, as a disclaimer, Hogan Alley, no relation to me, by the way.
Correct.
And having gone through that, can you talk about that sense of accomplishment? How did you feel once you graduated from there?
Well, I can tell you personally, I went there, I think, with the notion of where my limits were. And as an FBI trainee, I was shown quite quickly how far below what I was capable of doing I had already set my limits. So I have determined now that I can do a lot more than I think I can, and I can do really hard things a lot better than I thought I ever could. And the FBI Academy taught me that.
This extensive training that you're talking about, I mean, whether you find yourself as a, you know, you think, well, you know what, I'm pretty good at these computers, or, you know, I'm really good at these numbers and the accounting and that type of thing, and I could put that to good use and catch some bad guys who are ripping off.
Join me tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. for the conclusion of this live and local interview.